Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's the word out there, good people? Hope everybody's giving it their best attempt to live right, be right, eat right, and, you know, just level up as we talk about on the show. Hope everybody had a good week from last week, and hopefully you're having a good year so far. It's a lot going on out here, so maybe hard to do that, but keep being diligent, keep being focused and being intentful on what you want to do, and hopefully everything lands in your lap. And if everything doesn't land in your lap, if you're doing the things you need to do, hopefully most of the stuff will land in your lap. And that's all we could hope for at that point. If we're doing what we can do, have to do, and really being intentional, if we get most of what we want, I really think that's a win out here, man, because to get most of what you want is actually kind of like an anomaly. Seems like we lose more than we win. So be happy with the wins and try to prevent the losses and keep being diligent and just working towards a better day. So Dig, what we got for today, man? We're talking about a bunch of different things on the show today, but we're going to start out with purpose, man. Yeah, we're talking about purpose. And what do we mean by purpose? You know, I'm going to get a definition like how we do on the show. But before I get to it, man, I just want to talk. A lot of crazy stuff going on out here right now. For example, one of the crazy things that's going on, it's been in the news recently, and I might even touch on it a show or two ago, but it was a shooting in a mall in Columbia, South Carolina, where two people or groups of people had a beef, and they saw each other at the mall, and then they started opening fire on one another. And what happens? It seems like everybody else who wasn't involved with the mayhem or the drama, seems like all of them ended up at the hospital. And the people who were into the drama, they didn't end up in the hospital. The situation was so egregious and so crazy that it actually made the national news. CNN picked it up. Also saw it on Yahoo and various other sites that, you know, carry the news. So it was a real, real big deal. Fortunately, nobody died, but a lot of arrests were made, stuff like that. So then we go from that. I think it was like the next day. And it was the next day in South Carolina where there was another shooting a little while away from Columbia, South Carolina. But either way, about 50 miles outside of the city, there was a shooting inside of a lounge and several people were hit and just crazy stuff going on. So like I said, man, it's a lot going on out here. And I could go on and on with there's other shootings taking place. Of course, the normal Chicago's of the world where people are just opening fire on each other and not really caring about who else is in the vicinity. You know, kids can be around and it just really doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I even made mention of a story last week or the week before, actually, where a lady opened fire on her child's father because he had brought his girlfriend with him to drop the kid off. So, again, I say it's just a lot going on. And I don't want to repeat that stuff because I'm not going into great detail about it. But these sort of happenings do lend some insight into today's show. So one more thing, one more shooting, man. And this shooting actually is just this weekend that we're in right now. So down in Jackson, Mississippi, they have a festival that's called the Mississippi Mudbug Festival. And again, it's a festival. You know, festivals are supposed to be festive, as we say, hence the word festival. You know, vendors, people out having a good time, you know, just eating and really just looking to take in all of the things that that particular festival had to offer them. Because obviously different festivals offer different things, hence the Mudbug Festival. Never heard of it before in my life. And the name alone doesn't sound like something I'm going to go to, but that may just be what it is. But either way, while people are at the festival, something went down, who knows what. And before you know it, there was gunshots happening. And unfortunately, somebody died and a couple people were injured. So again, here we go. People just out trying to have a good time and have some sense of normalcy, especially coming back after, you know, all of the COVID stuff that's been going on the last few years. And here it is. You can't even enjoy yourself at something that should be potentially a family event, an adult event, or at a bare minimum, we should say that nobody should be leaving dead, especially over some gunshot wounds and things like that. So it's a real tragic situation, a devastating situation for the families involved. the kids who are out there, you know, that sort of thing. And I always talk about trauma and, you know, ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. And this is exactly the same sort of thing that keeps that trauma going on. But again, I'm not going into that. But either way, so these occurrences that I'm talking about with these shootings and that sort of stuff, they're going to definitely give us something to talk about on today's show. So we'll do that in a minute. I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back, man. We're going to talk about today's show and we're going to keep rolling from there, man. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Be back with us, you know. All right. We back at it, y'all. We here. We talking about different things on the show today. But for right now, man, with those short anecdotes I told a minute ago, and we're going to lead to what we're talking about right now. We're talking about purpose, man. So what we're talking about is purpose. And what am I talking about when I say purpose? So as we do on the show, you know what I do. We're going to give you a definition and then we're going to go from there and we're going to politic this thing. So purpose, what I'm talking about today, purpose, I'm saying the reason for which you do something. On today's show, if we're talking about purpose, I'm talking about the reason for which something was created by you or just period. But that's what purpose is. So the reason for something being done, the reason why you went about what you went about, the way you went about it, there's a purpose behind it. At least I hope it's a purpose behind it, because the things that we do out here, there definitely should be a purpose behind the things that we're doing. We should be more intentional about the things we do and how we go about them. You know, when we speak about purpose, man, we're talking about motivation. We're talking about the basis for which something is done. We're talking about the objective, the goal. All of these things tie into purpose, man. We're talking about, if I didn't say motive already, but either way, what's the point? What's the point of whatever it is that you're doing? What's the aim? And I think a lot of times what we got going on out here is people are just going through their day without an aim or a purpose. We're going to use the word purpose, like I said. So we need to focus on what the purpose of whatever we're doing is. And then once we get that down, we can move better. And when I say move better, I'm really just talking about being more clear about what we're doing in our day to day. And I use that example of these people in the mall to start the conversation or at that festival is because a lot of people are just out here day to day with no purpose. And if you're living with no purpose, you can end up anywhere. You can potentially do anything, harm somebody, harm yourself, or put your family in harm's way as well, because you have no purpose, no goal, no aim. There's no basis for anything that you're doing. Just kind of, I don't even want to call it happy-go-lucky, because happy-go-lucky tends to be more positive. So you could be a detriment to society when you're talking about no purpose and you're just out here with no aim, no goal, no scheme to do anything that you want to do. I'm going to speak for myself on this one, and I would venture to say that I can speak for others as well. But since I'm talking about me right here, man, I can say one thing about purpose. Purpose for me, it gives me direction, man. And having direction, man, is actually real fulfilling, because you have something that you're striving for. So anybody who is out there and they don't know their purpose or haven't defined one, well, you might want to sit down with yourself and maybe with some other people and maybe help you find a purpose, because you definitely don't want to be out here with no purpose, because I promise you, your life is going to be a whole lot better when you got a purpose and some meaning behind the things that you're doing. You won't feel like you're wasting your time. And time, of course, is valuable, because we can't get it back. Once it's spent, it's spent. So you don't want to be out here aimlessly, because you can end up somewhere you don't want to be. You can be misled. Somebody else may have you living a dream that's theirs and not yours. All sorts of things. So be mindful of the fact that life needs to have purpose in it. Because if it doesn't, you can be open for anything, negative or positive. In most cases, with no direction, you're probably going to have a lot of negativity in your life, because that's just the way it tends to go. Now, here's what I will say. Just think about getting on the highway. So we'll say that life is a highway. There's going to be a lot of different destinations, a lot of different places you can go, exits to get off of, the whole nine. If you think about I-95, you can get off in Virginia on 95. You can also get on South Carolina. They have exits on 95. New Jersey has exit off of 95. So you got a lot of stuff going on where you're talking about different options. And if you have no direction, you'll just find yourself getting off on different exits and not knowing where you're at. and you can really find yourself in a lot of harmful situations and also just a lot of wasted time. So again, purpose can also help you save time, man, because at least it gives you some direction, some intentionality. And most cases with intention and direction, you're going to find yourself being where you want to be. And if not, you'll be close to it. And I really think people should get away from a mindset of I could end up anywhere. And like I said, the reason why is it's just dangerous, because if you can end up anywhere, chances are you're going to end up nowhere. And if you can end up anywhere, that anywhere could potentially be good or bad. If you're living a life where you're just living it day by day and you're not putting yourself around people and situations that can better you, well, it's likely that you can end up around people and places that are going to harm you as well. Since there's no true plan of where you can land, you may very well end up in jail because nothing really matters. Because if you are intentional about where you want to land, there's certain things you won't do. For example, if a person is saying that they want to end up being an astronaut, well, guess what? They're not going to be somewhere with a gun in their hand robbing a store, because that's not going to get them anywhere near being an astronaut. That same person is not very likely that they want to be an astronaut. It's not very likely that they're going to bust a car window out and say, I'm going to just get this $50 out this pocketbook that's sitting on a car seat. They wouldn't do it because it's not getting them near what their purpose is. So you need to be clear about your purpose as well. And I'm going to tell you why. So let's just say your purpose in life is to just get money. So that's cool, right? You got your purpose defined and it sounds real good. Because there's nothing negative about getting money. Everybody out here is trying to get money. You need money to eat. You need money to live, survive, all that good stuff. If you got a family, of course, you need money to provide for your family. So when you say your purpose is to get money, it sounds real good and I guess profound even. Like it's real sensible, I should say. So cool. You have it defined. You have a purpose and your purpose is to get money. So now you haven't defined how you want to get this money, but you have a clear goal that you want to get money. So if you haven't defined it, guess what? That means that getting money could be by any means necessary. If you're broke and your purpose is to get money, you may punch an old lady in the back of the head and take her purse to get money. Like I said a second ago, you may break that car window to get money. Or it's possible your strategy to get money is to go get a job, work and all that good stuff as well. But all I'm saying is you can't just vaguely state, I want to get money, because if you're not intentional about getting the money, especially in a positive way, you could potentially get money by any means necessary, kicking doors in. And a lot of people do. They do kick doors and robberies and all that other crazy stuff because their goal is simply stated as I want to get money. And it's not with anything fruitful behind it. It could be harmful or it could be positive if that's the way it goes. But most cases, if you're not doing anything towards the positive to get the money that's part of your purpose, then guess what? You got to get it negatively. And before you know it, you're going to find yourself in jail or shot or getting shot at. And there goes you not getting to the money. You'll be sitting in jail somewhere, like I said a second ago. So just make sure your purpose is well thought out. It's well spoken. It's well planned, man, because it's not going to happen by accident. If getting money is your goal, that's what it is. But you got to have other parts of the plan or parts of the goal to get the money. The purpose is to get the money. And you need to clearly define how you're going to get it and then work towards getting it in a positive way, because it can't be negative, because you won't have the money for long. And I will say this just to add on to the thing about purpose, man. You really have to live the purpose. You can't just jump in and out of it. And I give an example of what I'm saying. So let's say you have a purpose, you know, you have a goal where you want to be fit. You want to lose weight. You want to live a healthy lifestyle. You want to lose weight and be fit, all that stuff. You want to be trim. You got a goal where you want those clothes to fit your body the way it's meant to fit. No extra cushion for the pushing. So what are you going to have to do, man? So one thing, the good thing is you did identify a purpose, which is perfect. You got the purpose out there, but now you need to identify what you need to do to keep that purpose alive and make it come to life, as a matter of fact. So you may have to live in the gym. Maybe each day when you get off work, you go to the gym, you hit the treadmill, and obviously it's going to be pertaining to whatever your goals and your ideals of what fitness are. But either way, you're going to have to do that thing. You have to go in the gym. You have to hit the treadmill. You have to lift those weights if that's part of your goal. If you want to be trim, you're going to have to, like I said, get out there and do the thing. So it's not just a thing of identifying a purpose and not living it. Because if the goal is to get the goal to come to fruition or the purpose to come to fruition, obviously you're going to have to put some things in motion to make it happen. So keep that in mind as we set these things up, man, because like where I'm going with this is a lot of people talk about goals that they want and things that they want. And it sounds real good when you talk about it, but they're not living those things. Just picture how it looks and how it sounds when you're saying you want to lose 100 pounds, but every time somebody sees you, you're at McDonald's with 2 Big Macs and you got a supersized drink and a soda, and you're never anywhere that's commensurate with the goal or the purpose that you're saying you have set for yourself. So again, the two have to align. Your actions have to match the purpose. And let's just be clear, if the two don't align, as far as if your purpose doesn't align with your actions taken to make that purpose come to life, then you're really just talking. You're really just wasting a lot of air. You almost see selling wolf tickets. You're really selling a dream. So let's stay away from that and let's really do what we're talking about, what we want to do. Let's get it done. But listen, I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about purpose, examples of purpose, and how we can make those things come to light. So give me a minute. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, thanks for coming back. You know, this your boy, I'm still here. We talking about purpose, man, and we talked about what purpose was before the break, but once again, I mean, purpose is just the reason why you do something. So, hey, we got a friend of the show on the show today. We've had him here before. My man, Steve. Steve is on the line, man. Steve, shout the people out before we do this man, thing.
What's up, people? How y'all doing, man? It's always good to come and talk to y'all, man.
It's like that Jodeci song, come and talk to me. Never mind, but all right, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, took it back on them, yo.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but yeah, so Steve, man, like I said, man, we just talking about purpose, the reason for which people out here doing things, good, bad, but we're talking about really good things we really want to focus on, even though, unfortunately, some people out here are purposefully setting out to do wrong. I mean, not to harp on it, but I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff going on where people are coming together in scores of people and they're running in department stores to take Louis Vuitton bags and Gucci bags and stuff like that. Now, unfortunately, they are living with a purpose. It's unfortunate that it's deleterious. You know, it's obviously breaking the law and stuff like that. But some people do live with a purpose that's harmful to themselves and others. But again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about purpose on the positive side. So that's what we asked, Steve. We're talking about purpose, man. And we got you on the show to give us some insight from your side, from your point of view on what some purpose you have. So we just here, man. I'm going to speak for myself, man. So I know purpose, man. One of the purposes of this show, I found out even before the show, but the show just kind of brought it full circle for me, man. We're talking about purpose. So I've always had a thing where giving back to the community was something that was on my heart to do, man. And I didn't really realize it until this show and this topic right here. So the reason why I say that, man, because I've been in education for a long time and I've always been a person who helped out students outside of the classroom if I could. Any advice I could give them, you know, far as daily living, future plans and stuff like that. I've always been that guy to try to steer them in the right direction. And then I even think about before that, which, like I said, as all of this is happening with this podcast, it just come full circle. Even before this podcast and teaching, I remember my college days. And even while I was teaching, there was a lot of times where, you know, Thanksgiving would roll around, Christmas or whatever those holidays would be. And a lot of people, you know, they run with their family and they disappear with them, man. And Steve, do you know what I would be doing on those particular holidays?
What's that?
So back in the day, I don't know if they still do it. I've gotten away from it. But there's something called the Elephant Room downtown Columbia, South Carolina. The Elephant Room, and they had the Coliseum was the name of it. It was an old basketball arena that the Gamecocks used to play in.
Right.
Anyway, during the holiday season, they would have tables set up And they would serve holiday food. If it was Thanksgiving, they would serve, you know, the turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, that sort of stuff. And like the same sort of dig for Christmas as well. But either way, I would volunteer down there, man. And and like I said, I never really put it in my head like, you know, part of my purpose was to serve the community or give back. It was just something that I just kind of was doing because I felt it was the right thing to do. But right. I didn't really have it in my head like this is a purpose. It was just, you know, it'd be nice to go down there and help.
So
that's what I used to do, man. I used to go down there and serve people, clean up after them, and just, you know, try to be a positive light in their lives, because a lot of the people who were down there eating were either homeless or just severely misfortunate, I'll say.
Yes. And I fall right into that, man, of just that purpose side of things. And I used to kind of do things off the strength of just because it was the right thing to do.
Right.
When I was younger, I didn't even really know what my purpose was.
Mm.
Some stuff is just that I knew how it felt to feel that particular way of going without.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a sandwich in my hand, I didn't mind splitting it because yesterday I didn't have one, and I wish that person would have split their sandwich with me.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of more the feeling of going without is what kind of made me or put me in that position to want to help people.
That's right.
You know, so it wasn't really like I had a purpose. Let me go help people. It's just that, man, listen, I know how it is to go without. So, I don't mind sharing and breaking bread.
Right. And it's bugged out, man, as this conversation is unfolding, man. I just think back. I got pictures in my mom's photo album. So we were, you know, misfortune, you know, poverty stricken, whatever the terms people use for people who don't have a lot going on for themselves as far as monetarily goes. So when we were younger, man, I remember we used to spend some Christmases. And one in particular, man, one Christmas we were downtown Elizabeth. It's a city in Jersey. We lived downtown. This was during the crack epidemic or the crack target, but we won't get into that. But either way, this one, the crack era was really, really vibrant. It was going on crazy. So we were in a bad neighborhood, and we were Section 8 welfare, you know, that sort of thing. We were poverty stricken. So it is what it is. So we actually spent the Christmas down at the courthouse. They had like a just basically like Christmas in the basement. As crazy as it may sound, I got the pictures to prove it, but they had Christmas in the basement. So me, my siblings, my mom, Dukes, we went down to this Christmas in the basement at the courthouse or the Dyfus building, whatever it was. It was something like that. Either way, these jokers gave us free food. They gave us free gifts. And we had like a real dope Christmas. It was mad love. But
right.
So I'm just thinking about that, man. It's only right that, you know, I guess we come from a situation where jokers were underserved. And sometimes that being underserved, just to speak to what you were saying, being underserved a lot of times gives you purpose when you're able to help other people, help them not be where you were at. Or at least if they are where you were at, help them out a little bit to take some of the burn off of where they're at. Shucks, man. As I think about Christmas, I remember same sort of just kind of being underprivileged, man. One of the other spots we lived in back in the day, a little bit before Christmas, the furnace blew up in the basement of the place that we were living in. Place caught on fire, so we had to get displaced. Well, we got displaced to some motels in New Jersey, and actually at the Red Cross, you know, they always have a thing where they displace people who are, you know, going through some things. So we actually spent the Christmas in the motel. So I'm saying that to say, yo, somebody helped us out along the way, because if it wasn't for the Red Cross, who knows where we might have ended up at during that time. So I think maybe that is some of the reason why a joker like you and a joker like me want to serve and give back to the community, because we know what it feels like to be in that predicament. What do you say about that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm 100% with him. While you was going through with it, I was just sitting here thinking that somebody even that put you in a hotel had a purpose.
Right.
And their purpose was to make sure that a person in your position or situation wouldn't be on the street.
Right.
So purpose is just like, it's very deep to when it comes to the life in itself, because a purpose is not, we look at it as being on the surface a lot, but when you really think about it, if someone before you did not have a purpose, then we wouldn't be rules over our head right now.
Right.
You know, and I think about it, if somebody said, listen, I'm tired of walking on this street, so I'm going to make sure that we got something that can help us move faster. Somebody came up with an automobile.
No doubt.
You know, so I love it, man.
Right. It sucks, man. And that's what we're talking about purpose, man, because a lot of good things can come out of purpose. And that's what we're talking about right now, because a lot of purpose comes out of adversity. If you think about a person who invented the wheel, you can just imagine what they had to go through before the wheel was invented. So somebody said, nah, I got to come up with a better way. I need purpose. Purpose drives you to do great things. And that's what we're talking about. So good point right there. All right, Steve. So with that being said, man, in your opinion, you know, I got my definition, but what does purpose mean to you?
Man, purpose, man, what it means to me, first, I'm going to start off by saying, like, it took me a minute to separate the difference between a goal and a purpose. I had them as, at one point, as I get older and go through some things, I see that they're different.
Okay.
You know, and for me, that purpose is something that is bigger than you. You know, like that goal is something strictly you want to happen for you, but that purpose is something that's like that you lean to when everything is not going your way. Mm. And when you really touch that why and that purpose, it gives you a fire to not make you want to quit. It gives you the fire when like your thing, everything is going down. You find that reason to lift it up, you know, and I don't know anything stronger than that particular purpose, man. I say when women and we come to their kids, listen, if the child was under a vehicle, the mother will find the strength to lift the vehicle to get the child because the purpose is to make sure my baby's not harmed.
That's right.
That's the strength that the purpose bring, man. So I really think it's that, something that's way bigger than you, and it's more of a selfless act.
That's what it is, man. I like that. So your purpose or purpose in general, but specifically your purpose is a selfless act. All right. So with that being said, how do you think purpose has affected your life?
Man, it played a big part. Remember, I told you it is bigger than you. My purpose was bigger than me throughout life, especially being young and not having the positive role models or people to lay out the path for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I linked to not even my own understanding. My purpose was not to make a teacher upset.
Word.
Because the teacher put in, his purpose was to make sure, it's crazy how it works. His purpose became like, listen, I got to make sure you be the first to graduate in your family from high school. And you don't get a record and you make something out of yourself.
Right.
So with that right there, what I gave back was my purpose that I'll make sure I don't let that person down. So every day, it didn't go to my own understanding. When I wanted to hang out and party, I was like, dang, the teacher is going to be upset with me to the point where I put a party before going to work and handling my business.
That's right.
So I made sure that I stayed in the crib and woke my behind up for work instead of going to that particular party. And I used him for a period of time in my life when it came to decision making of, I ain't going to do it because it's going to upset him.
Right.
That was my purpose.
Right.
So, and that kept me going.
See, yo, that's dope, man. It's dope. First of all, it's dope that, you know, obviously somebody was able to influence you in a positive direction like that, because, you know, that's what we should be here for, to try to help each other grow. And again, that's the purpose of this show, which is tying back into, like I said, about me giving back to the community. It's the same sort of thing, man. This information that we drop is so somebody, even if it's one person who's listening, they hear it, they can take this and run with it and be better. So that's what we're talking about. But I want to say something about what you said, man. You made a mention a minute ago about the Joker who invented the car. He or she was actually a he, so what they say. He was tired of walking, so he said, I'm going to put something in place so that nobody has to go through this or whatever, even himself. But all right, so that same sort of thing is what you just said in your message about the teacher. The teacher had a purpose for you, and then you lived that purpose, and then that purpose became better for you. So it's just that's exactly how it works a lot of times, because we get mentored by people and people come in our lives, and sometimes they give us purpose. And if we live that purpose, a lot of times, if it's good purpose anyway, we end up better because of it. So that's what it is, man. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the whole concept of each one teach one, man. You know, you got somebody in front of you, they teach you something, and the information that they taught you, you take that and then you build on it, and then you teach somebody else with a little bit more, and everybody's up, man. So Dick, that's definitely where it's at, man, and that's that purpose. Purpose comes from a lot of different places, and we hoping that they keep coming from good places, because I hate to keep talking about it, but I see a lot of negativity out here. So if you're listening and you're on the negative side, hey, man, take some of this positivity and incorporate this into your life and make that your purpose. But yeah, real quick, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to talk some more about purpose, man. We out here. Just level up with Ryan Hodge. All right, y'all, we back in the hood, man. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We still got Steve on the show. We're talking about purpose, things related to it, what comes from it. So before we took this break, Steve was saying he had a teacher who, you know, showed him some light, gave him some purpose, and he was able to live his purpose, I guess, through the eyes of the teacher for a minute. And then as he got older, he had his own purpose. So that's where we at. So either way, it enabled him to grow. So that's good stuff. So man, that's one thing before we go further with you, Steve, man. That's one of the benefits of mentorship, man. And, you know, the teacher served as a mentor for you as well as a teacher. But some of the good things about mentorship, man, is that it helps people, especially unguided, misguided youth. It helps you improve your goal setting. It also, if you got the right mentor, they teach you how to self-reflect. And maybe you'll see some of the things that you're doing aren't the right things to do. And, you know, just through talking and kicking it with that person, you can find out some of the right things to do and get on the right path, man. So it definitely leads for growth. What would you say to that?
Definitely. It leads to the room for growth. And when you got like that, the each one, teach one type mentality, man, it just give that purpose that was put into me. When I give it, it's not starting at rock bottom.
Right.
So that next generation that I may help with that, like my daughter, listen, it's coming from a mentorship. It's coming from everything that the person that mentored my mentor taught me and what I learned.
That's right.
You know, so it's she getting a double whammy for one, so much wealth of knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important.
All right. So let me ask you this. I mean, you kind of leading me right where I was going to go next. So what is one of your life's purposes? If you have more than one, that's love. But what is one?
Man, it's to set me free. And you be like, yo, dang, you said to be selfish. I mean, selfless, right? Mm. If I'm not free, I can't help nobody else.
All right.
You know, so my goal is that I want to help a lot of people. I want to go back and give to a lot of kids. But first, I got to make sure that I allow myself to be able to go do that.
Right.
And it got to be at a certain time. You know, if I only have $200 and it takes $350 to set somebody else free, I still got more work to do on self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't be in denial of that.
Right.
You know, so, but my purpose is I got to make sure I reach that goal. And as you can see, I said it's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose is going to be, the goal is to get the $350 if that's the case. But the purpose is going to come after that, is to set somebody else free.
Right.
You know, so the goal may be the money. The purpose is to set that person free.
No doubt.
You know, so that's how I feel about that.
So let me ask you this then, because I want to know, and I'm sure maybe somebody listening may want to know, what is your definition of free? You said free a lot of times. So what do you mean by that?
Oh, listen, to do things at a convenience. You know, I don't have a rich to me is not just to have millions.
Okay.
No, it's to put myself in a position that if free for me was to have $300,000 and it pays my bills, I could take a trip when I want to take it, I could eat where I want to eat, I could do what I want to do with my family, my friends, I don't have to have a dollar more.
Right.
I'm good. Like, yo, listen, if that was what it's going to take for me to be free, every dollar after that that is made, it could be given away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
Right.
You know, because I'm free. I'm happy. And I'm going to live my best life stress-free right here. If a health issue was to come and I need to pay a doctor bill, I can do it with this.
Right.
That's free to me.
All right. So, bang, before you came on the air, man, I was talking about purpose and, you know, things related to it. So one of the things I was talking about is that if you have a purpose, when you define your purpose, you can't just sit on the couch basically and wait for the purpose to come to you. You can't just sit around and say, I want this. This is my purpose, but you're not living it. So with those things you just said, what are you doing to live that purpose?
Oh, man. So it's crazy that you went into that, and my bullet points that I literally wrote on the board kind of lead into this, and I hope it answers, man. A pastor said something similar, and I did. I took from what I learned from him, and I implemented into how it can help me, even with my purpose. So one of the things that was covering, like, it's three doors. I switched it up a little bit. Was that first door, when it comes to purpose, is like that door that you're going to have to pull on, or you got to tug on, you got to put in a little, it ain't just go open for you.
Okay.
So you got to put in a little bit of work.
Right.
In that particular purpose. Right. And then that second door is more of that revolving door. That door is going back and forth. It's open, it's loose. That door is about timing. So you working with that particular door, you done got through the first one to work. Now the second one, you got to consider timing.
Right.
So once you put yourself in position and you hop through during the right time, because that window is only open for a little bit of time. You don't have forever.
That's right.
So now, once you get through that door of timing, the door is open. Now you got to make sure that you manage the distractions as you walk through your purpose now. You got to be able to identify what's a good distraction and what's a bad distraction. And what's going in, when I say a good distraction and a bad distraction, a good distraction can be, let's just be open, if it's a man or woman on here, a good distraction can be that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know that ain't the one that you need to focus on right now.
Right.
You got to focus on the things that's going to make you fulfill you to get to this purpose. And that's the door that's open. And so that's the three ways right there that I identify that what I had to personally work on of knowing, hey, putting in the work and knowing when the time it is. And when the door opened, I had to manage the distractions, because if you get distracted, guess what you got to go back to? You got to go back to pulling on the door again.
Yeah.
You know, so making sure that I manage those three doors.
That's right. That's love, man. I like that. That was a good analogy, and that's real powerful. So bang, man, because a lot of what we do is about timing, and you got to put in the work to be in the place, the right place at the right time, and then you had to manage those things as you get to it. That's good stuff, man. Before you came on, I talked about basically the same sort of thing where we're just talking about you could potentially get yourself into the wrong thing and be living that purpose. And that kind of ties into distractions, though. Sometimes people get into these distractions, which would be living the wrong purpose. And before you know it, things don't end up the way you want them to because you got caught up in the distractions. And guess what? Sometimes a distraction can look like the purpose.
Very much so. Very much, man. I know a person directly, man, and it's... they love the career that they love the career in the field that they're in. But the way that they set up and things that their life, that their purpose was, the field that they in is just good to them.
Mm-hmm.
They feel good. And they get to do what they love doing on a smaller level.
Right. But
that's not what they ever wanted to do.
Right.
It's just enough for them to get their bills paid.
Mm.
But the thing that their purpose, if they really set into it and let go of that fear aspect of it a little bit, oh man, it's so much more. That person make more money in their purpose when they do pursue it than they do on the job where they're at.
Right.
And they more feel at home, and then it's a bigger smile on their face when they out there doing their purpose. It just make them feel good when they doing what they do at the job, though.
Yeah, man.
And it's harder for them to let that go.
That's right. I think, man, if you manage to be able to work in your purpose, so your purpose is, we're gonna just say, giving back to the community. Like I said, I was a teacher, so my purpose is to give back to the students, which is the community. Man, listen, those are some of the best days in the classroom, just being able to be a mentor and shape jokers and move them in the right direction. And you're getting paid to do it, man. So it's almost like, as they say, living your best life, man. It's really like euphoria, because you're living your purpose, you're working in your purpose, and you're getting paid to live your purpose. So anybody living in their purpose, working in their purpose, you should be extremely happy, because that should be aligning with exactly what your personality is, or whatever drives you. And if you're living in what drives you, man, that's almost like, you, like I said, it's euphoria. It's peace on earth. It's harmony.
It's very much so, man. And it's crazy you said that, because this is going to sound more like a contradiction. That I was a drill sergeant for kids between 16 and 18. We're talking about giving to the youth.
Okay.
Right? I love giving to the youth. That was, guess what? That's something that's all I ever really wanted to do.
Right.
Now, the part where it got confusing is that I love what I did with the youth. I love, man, seeing those kids' lives change.
Right.
But that was just one part of my purpose. The other part I couldn't forget about was also for me to be free. See, what I was doing on that job, it was only satisfying just one part.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come up with a way that can make sure that I don't suffer in the process too. I look at that as step one. I'm fulfilling my purpose, and hey, I'm giving back to the youth, and I'm changing these lives. But on the end of me changing these lives, I'm still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still like struggling to pay a bill.
Right.
I still can't take no trip.
Right.
I still can't give my daughter certain things that she needs, and I'm penny pinching the gas money.
That's right.
I'm using a car, and I'm trying to make it real for these people to see that, hey, listen, this is a real deal. I'm using a car, and I know if I got a dollar in account, and if I bring it up as credit, I got a couple of days, even if the money wasn't in my account, to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So the other side of the purpose wasn't being fulfilled, and that was for me to be free. So I had to come up with something or find something to really set myself free and that I can help the people in.
That's right. Yeah, that makes sense, man, because in life, I think that you're going to have more than one purpose. I mean, I couldn't imagine a person who just one purpose in life and that's it. So you definitely, if you're fortunate enough to have all of your purposes met in one place, that's great, because then you can get it all done in the same number of hours. But unfortunately, it doesn't always go like that. So if anybody listening, man, it sounds like what Steve is saying is that sometimes you may have to get your different purposes met in different places, but at the end of the 24 hours, you do want them to be met.
Very much so, man. And that's just so key, man. And while you was talking, I was sitting really trying to identify what is something that you can find all of your purposes in one.
Whew.
You know, and just in that one area, because even it's just a touchy, and I know this is just going to draw the ear, relationship. If you're in a relationship, it can't just be one purpose. If your purpose is just the money side, you will run across a problem.
Definitely.
Your purpose is just always the look side, you will run across a problem. If your purpose is that, hey, I want this person to be happy, jolly every single day, you're going to run across a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's just one thing, if one of those is missing, then it changes the whole dynamic.
Right.
But what are you going to lean to if it's just that one thing? So, man, all I say is, man, we just got to be real careful when we talk about this purpose, because it applies to everything.
Definitely. I definitely think if we're talking about purpose, we need to make sure that it's possible to have more than one purpose. And sometimes you may not have identified the other purpose or purposes you have, and you can be working in or living in one of your purposes and not quite be as fulfilled as you thought you would be from that one purpose because you didn't identify the other one. So I'm just saying that to say, since what we do on the show is help people get through, hey, you may have more than one purpose and be living one and not living some other ones that are unidentified, and you might not feel fulfilled. So guess what? Sometimes, you know, keep your eye open on things that you find purpose in and try to get yourselves in them as well. You might have a person who, let's say your purpose, like I said, my purpose is to give back. Just to go back what you said, my purpose is to give back. So I'm a youth mentor, and that's what I work in. Cool, that really doesn't pay that much, though. You're not getting paid a lot to be a youth mentor. But right. You are getting one of your purposes met, which is to help the people. But there might be another purpose where you want to be financially stable to do whatever it is to start a business. Right. Hey, you might have to find some other means of finding that business finances, because the mentorship probably isn't going to get you there.
Very much so.
So definitely, yeah, we definitely got to be able to identify the different purposes we do have and then work towards being in all of them, because definitely find happiness in being multifaceted if those are things that you desire to be into. Yeah, but listen, with that being said, man, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back in a second, man. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Come back with us. All right, we back in the booth, man. We still here. We back. We still talking. We still got Steve on the show, man. Steve, we're going to just keep going, man. I was talking, well, before we took the break, man, you made mention of the teacher, whoever, you know, he was showing you the ropes and basically gave you some purpose, man. And I was just drawing a parallel to that, man, because that was like my mom for me back in the day, man. You know, I was a kid. I didn't really have a purpose of my own. I just wasn't conscious of that yet, if we'll say. So at that time, I was just living purpose that my mom wanted me to live. So her thing was like, you know, don't get in any trouble, you know, go to school, don't give those people a hard time, you know, work hard on your schoolwork, that sort of thing, man. And through living her purpose, you know, obviously I developed my own, but her purpose for me is what got me to a point where I was able to see my purpose better and actually be in position to live my purpose better, man. So I just wanted to draw that parallel between you and I with the fact that it was your teacher, and for me it was my mother. But either way, that guidance, that tutelage is still what got jokers over the hump to a point where they can start living for themselves and things like that. So
right.
With that being said, I mean, you know, you've been on the show before and you've often spoke about your daughter and that sort of thing. So I'm gonna just ask it like this, man. As far as your daughter's concerned, what purpose, if any, does that bring to your life?
Oh, man, listen. What I love about that is, man, this show is all full of surprises, man. You never know what you're going to get, you know. And I was like, yeah, how more real can I make it than this, man? So to really talk about it and hear from the purpose that it brings in my life, man. So, Avriana, come off mute for a second and tell your purpose.
Hi, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Yo, the show is glad to have you. Yo, hey, listen, introduce yourself to the show. We haven't had you here before.
Okay, well, I'm Avriana. I am Steve Teagle's daughter. I am actually a senior in high school. I will be graduating very soon. I will be graduating on June 1st.
Hey, listen, like I said, we're glad to have you. And, hey, yo, we appreciate you. Yo, keep doing your thing out here. We need more of it.
So your purpose, what is your purpose?
Well, my purpose is really just to make my dad proud. And what I mean by making proud is just to show him that, you know, no matter what, no matter how many times I may have called him and been like, Dad, you know what? I can't do it. I give up. Like, just no matter how many times I may felt like I wanted to give up, I never did. But a lot of that came with my dad supporting me in everything that I do and everything that I may decide to do in my life. And I would say another purpose is making sure I go to college and being able to pursue my career that I want to do, which is social work. I have decided to do social work, and I want to work with these struggling families in that field.
Right.
And I would only say that because, you know, we all go through things. We all go through obstacles in life. So mm-hmm. I do want to show a lot of the kids, no matter where you come from, no matter how many negative people you may have in your life, just no matter what things you may go through, you can still make it and do something with your life. And you can have that life where you do not have to depend on people to do things for you or wait on somebody to do it for you. You can have your own responsibility. You can do that yourself. So that's just really what I want to show people that you can make it. It doesn't matter if somebody tell you you can't do it, you won't make it, you don't listen to it. You just go follow your heart and do what makes you happy.
Definitely, man. And I really appreciate that coming in right there. I know, look, I caught on her lunch break at work and hit her with this surprise right here, man. So
yeah.
I know she can't say no.
Nah, I'm listening, yo. Whatever you got, man. I'm pleasantly surprised myself, man. You know, to hear the young sister come on the airwaves and be articulate and have conviction in what she wants to pursue is beautiful, man, because unfortunately, a lot of youth can't articulate a point clearly, so it's just refreshing to see. So kudos to you and the job you've done raising your daughter, and kudos to you as well for receiving what your father's tried to give you. And actually receiving it and then putting it to good use, because a lot of people squander the information. So we're proud of you in that regard. I mean that wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I thank you for having me. And I really hope that, you know, this goes to somebody, or I really hope that somebody hear me and that they actually listen, because I promise you it's going to work out. Just keep going and just push through. But I thank you guys for having me.
All right. That's what it is. Appreciate you being here. Stay up.
I will. Thank you.
All right. So bang, Steve, I don't know if I got your point of view or your answer to the question, man. So what purpose do you have? I know you got a purpose for your daughter. So what purpose do you have for your daughter? And then how has that affected your purpose?
Oh, man, listen, I really want you to hear it. That the purpose was given through her just now.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you what I learned. We never really talked about what she was going to college for.
Mm-hmm.
So the same time y'all find out, is when I found out.
That's what it is.
That's the crazy side to it. And she had her own purpose. I didn't ever come up with her purpose until why she wanted to do it. But let me tell you, because I put that together in just a couple of seconds just now of her coming on to the show. So in that, I just really don't want nobody to miss it, that the purpose is being fulfilled as we're on this call.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher helped me get to my purpose.
Right.
And the next thing you know, from my purpose, I pass it to my daughter. And now her purpose is to make me proud, the same way it was to make the teacher proud. But the purpose is for her to go help this another person that was in a tough situation like I was.
That's right.
If you don't, that's the purpose in itself right there for me, man, is to make sure that I set me free for me to be able to get my daughter, when it comes to her, to get her to see a bigger picture. And guess what? In line with everything else, that purpose is bigger than her.
Yeah.
She, all you hear her say is just like, I want to help somebody else is my purpose.
Right.
You know, her goal is to finish college. Her purpose is, after I finish, I'm going to help somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the purpose for me right there, man. I'm good on that.
Definitely. Yeah, it's important that, you know, because whatever your purpose is, man, you can have short-term goals, intermediate goals, long-term goals, and all of those things right there serve your purpose. So definitely, the whole thing, she obviously had to graduate high school. Those short-term goals are doing those papers and turning in work, being respectful in school and stuff like that, which is going to lead her to that bigger goal, which is ultimately going to allow her to live her purpose. So definitely all of that stuff is part of the same, part of the same program, I should say. So bang, man, that's what it is. I think we good, man. I know, you know, a lot of people, I just to touch on the social media piece, man, I asked somebody on social media, you know, just what is your purpose, man? And somebody said to serve the Lord. So, you know, guess what they spend their time doing? They go to church, they read the Bible, and they do things in that realm to live their purpose. So people out here living their purposes and they find fulfillment in it. So it's always good to hear, man. Hey, we about to end it, yo. We almost out of here, y'all. Hey, Steve, man, we appreciate you being on the show, first of all. As always, and then the piece which you just threw your daughter in there, that was fantastic, man, because we got to hear through her some of your tutelage, man. So that's fantastic. And it's crazy to parallel, because like you said, you didn't want to let your teacher down. I didn't want to let my mom's down. And then your daughter didn't want to let you down. So all of these things are guiding people to at least get them to a point where they can transition from somebody else's purpose for them to their own. And that's what we out here for, man. We definitely talking about building each other up. And I got a bunch of other different purposes as well, but We just was highlighting on these right here. So either way, man, good stuff. We appreciate you being on the show. All right, yo, like I said, man, yo, Steve, before we get you out of here, man, we appreciate you again. I said it already, but, man, leave us with something, man. Closing remarks.
Man, my closing remark is, man, yo, when it comes to that purchase, really sit down tonight. Really sit down this week right here and identify your purpose. Not just that first. Once you say, yo, what your purpose is to yourself, ask yourself why. And then keep going further with that purpose until it gives you that feeling when it almost brings tears to your eyes and your purpose. That's your real purpose right here. So, man, that's what I got for you, man. Figure out your purpose.
That's what it is. But listen, we about to get out of here. Thanks again, Steve. This is another great episode. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Hit that website. We want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this together. RyanHodgeBooks.com, y'all. Hit it up for all your reading needs. Until next time, later.